Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange. Out of the ruins, out from the wreckage.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Alabama continues to showcase its musical talent on NBC's The Voice. And today, Selma contestant Asher Havon joins us by Skype to talk about growing up singing gospel music in Alabama churches. As you can tell by his and Alyssa Crosby's performance of the Tina Turner song from Thunderdome, Asher has a commanding voice and stage presence. Asher Havon, welcome to Troy Public Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Asher, we are so excited about your music career, your future. You are part of NBC's The Voice. How did you get there?
Honestly, I have no idea. I was sitting on the floor. I saw the auditions and I was super nervous about it. And I just took a chance recording myself and submitting my video, and minutes later, got a response.
You said minutes later you got a response. This must be some kind of record with The Voice.
Oh, no, I think there's others who got a minutes later too.
Well, you are going far, but let's start with your personal and family history. Tell me about your grandmother.
Oh, man. My grandmother was an extraordinary lady. My grandmother marched on Bloody Sunday on that bridge in Selma, Alabama. I think my mom was a little girl, and so she wasn't able to go. She told me stories on how she wanted to, but her mom made her stay at home. So, yeah.
And then your family grew up very close to the Edmund Pettus Bridge, which all your listeners are familiar with. But you yourself, back in 2015, sang for a very important person. Who was that?
It was former President Barack Obama.
What was that like?
It was an experience of a lifetime. I had sung for mayors and for some senators before, but to stand on that stage and he was sitting right behind me, I barely could hear the music because my heart was beating so loud for sure, but it was really something that I would never forget.
And what did you sing for the President of the United States?
Well, you know what? They requested gospel, so we sung Total Praise, which is by Richard Smallwood.
Well, speaking of gospel, you yourself are very popular in the gospel community.
Yes.
In and around Selma. So fill your listeners in on how you grew up singing gospel and what churches.
In the household that I was raised in, it was a lot of music. But the foundation of all that music was definitely gospel. My mother, my grandmother, my family was churchgoers. And so my mom would just kind of take me to different churches and just have me to sing. And even at 3, 4, and 5 years old, my voice was so big. And people couldn't believe that, you know, such power was coming from this little body. I would watch people and I would be leaning back and rearing back and just giving it all I got. And for sure, I think I sang at every church in Selma. Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Catholic. There was one Sunday where the Catholic Church asked me to come and I had to learn this song called Benio Ditus Quivani because I was Baptist and they didn't want those Baptist songs. So I had to stand in one spot and round my vows. It was an experience.
So you were a star in church in Selma. That is terrific.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hit my first million views on TikTok from singing church music.
Well, let's get back to NBC's The Voice. Asher, when you and Alyssa Crosby sang Tina Turner's theme from Thunderdome, everyone went wild, including the judges.
We don't need another hero. We don't need to know the way home. All we want is life beyond the door. So I'm going to the light. Live only a moment. Well, our story shines like a light. Or in the dark, give it all or nothing. Oh!
Alyssa's incredible. Oh, I love her so much.
Tell me, why did you choose Reba McEntire as your coach?
Reba has been a part of my life, all my life, from my mother watching her sitcoms to my mother loving her song Survivor. Like, I've always known who she was, but then as I got older and I began to understand her career and who she was just in the industry, not music, but the industry as a whole, she's done Broadway, she's an actress, she's a singer, and all that she wanted to be, I also want to be. And so why not be coached by a mega icon like that?
She talked about you having the, quote, whole package.
Oof.
What are you learning from her?
I am learning so much about myself as an artist, how to tell a story, how to really stand on that stage and deliver a song and believe what I'm singing to make others believe what I'm singing. And Reba is a teacher for sure.
Asher, what's your ambition?
I really want to go to Broadway. Most of my life, I've been so starstruck with that Broadway stage. I would love to put out a couple of albums, but my heart is definitely Broadway. Maybe The Lion King or Wicked or Olaf and Frozen or something. Just give me a role on Broadway. So it's definitely Broadway.
What do you want to say to your listeners? You're talking to hometown folks right now.
You know, it's not too late. What you have on the inside of you is meant for the world to experience. I think one of my greatest lessons in life was when I realized that this spotlight really is not for me, but it's for others that also belong in the spotlight to see that they can also have their own spotlight. And we're waiting on you. The world is waiting on you to show up. And I believe in you, just like so many people also believed in me.
Final question. When you're performing, do you feel how the home folks are pulling for you?
Absolutely. Every time I sing, it's as if I'm standing on the shoulders of everybody that has ever sung before me. Every song I've ever learned, every lesson in music I've ever had, every music teacher, every vocal coach, I feel them for sure.
Your future is so bright, and we want to invite you back.
Please, I would love to come back.
Asher, we're wishing you the best of success, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Joining us by Skype was Asher Havan, a contestant from Selma on NBC's The Voice. You can hear his and Alyssa Crosby's entire performance of We Don't Need Another Hero on YouTube and learn more about Asher's story there. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.